What would you do if one day you came home to find your hometown destroyed by fire? What if people told you that it isn't the first time something like this has happened? That more towns have disappeared like this, but somehow no one has tried doing anything about it? When Rina comes home to the ruins of her town and finds a strange artifact in the debris, she can't shake the feeling that something isn't adding up, that it couldn't just have been an accident that caused this tragedy. And so, she sets out to discover what actually happened, encountering other people on her journey that know that the authorities aren't telling them everything. But luckily, Rina isn't alone on her quest for the truth, because you can help her take the right path. The Heartpire is an interactive fantasy audio drama, where after each episode, listeners can vote for how the story should continue. Find the podcast on your favorite listening platform and follow it on social media to get the latest updates. Or go to theheartpire.com to find transcripts, character art, a map of the kingdom, and other information.
Previously on He Who Forsakes the Crown.
No matter what happens to me, protect Rilianne. I don't want her stuck in the crossfire.
I believe that me tapping into the remnant caused a chain reaction.
Then tomorrow, we'll sneak out in the late hours of the night.
Zane, he wasn't there. Jason, he's odd. You have him, don't you? Tell me!
You want to know so badly? Fine.
The following story contains adult themes and depictions of violence and trauma. This podcast is not for children. Please be advised.
Where am I?
The clock tower.
What?
A peculiar fate, isn't it?
Why am I in the clock tower? I was drugged.
That you were.
I was foolish. How could I let this happen?
Now's not the time for self-pity. There's a bigger problem at hand here.
A bigger problem? Rilianne.
So, you're finally awake.
Wolvesbane. He held up Rilianne with a knife to her throat. She struggled to stay awake. She must have been drugged as well. Put her down.
You aren't in the position to make demands here.
There's no need to harm the innocent.
She's just as bad as you, if not worse.
I know when to admit my faults. She's done nothing wrong.
She enables your behavior.
Think, Jared. What have I done that she's enabled?
Don't you dare move. I'll kill you on the spot.
What?
Jared, put her down!
How cute is this? You're trying to spare her, aren't you?
You know exactly what you want. There's no need to drag her into this.
Jason? What are you doing?
For fuck's sake, my name isn't Jason.
Then what is your name?
It's Jared. That's beside the point. What's so funny?
Your name is Jared?
Yes, I just said that.
That's such a stupid name. No wonder you went by Jason.
Listen, little lady, you're not in the position to fuck around with me. I'll kill the both of you. Right here. Right now.
Summon me.
No, I can't.
We can end him right here. Right now.
There's too much at risk.
So you'd rather him kill you than have one of their leaders dead?
He'll kill Rilianne. I don't have much of a choice.
To hell with her. You can't die, Zane. Do you really want to watch yourself get ripped apart?
Zane! Please don't do it!
Rilianne?
My life isn't as valuable as yours! Don't sacrifice yourself for me!
Can you shut up for 5 fucking seconds? By the gods, you just woke up!
Jared, take the...
Go on. Grab it.
Wolfsbane.
Luna, we captured the target.
Release him.
What?
You heard me.
We finally have him in our grasp, and we can end it all right here, right now.
Listen, if we kill him now, imagine what the king will do.
The king?
He's the lesser of the two evils. If he meets his demise now, you know that the king will know it was us.
That's the point. To send the message.
If he wanted to hear our message, he would have started listening a long time ago.
No.
No? Are you really going to put us all in jeopardy?
We don't know the next time we'll have him in our grasp.
I know what this is about.
Don't say it.
It's about your father, isn't it?
Don't.
Are you that stricken with vengeance that you'd risk everyone's life?
If we let him go, we'll be killed. So what's the point?
He doesn't know of our whereabouts. If you were to capture him this easily,
now's our chance.
He'd be
He's
alone.
Distracted.
There isn't much you could
do. He still has a knife to her throat.
So we kill him before he kills her.
With this many people surrounding the room, I think not.
Take a chance, will you?
There's absolutely no room for error.
Coward.
Argus, please level with me.
To hell with you. You wouldn't know what it feels like to have your family taken from you. You have taken so much from me. Things that cannot be replaced. All I had left was my father. And where is he? Where is he? Where is he, Zane?
Now's the time.
Right. I can't.
What do you mean, you can't?
She's not safe.
Do you not see the man in front of you? You're in more danger than her.
I can't fight him unless she's safe. He's dead.
Did you kill him?
I did.
Why? He's done nothing to you.
He's done everything to me.
He was only getting revenge on your father.
And I was only getting revenge for my sister.
You don't deserve vengeance.
Neither does your father. He got what was coming to him.
You speak boldly for someone who could die in a moment's notice.
Then I'll cut you a deal.
You're not in a position to weasel your way out.
I'm aware.
Speak.
Guarantee me her freedom, and I'll comply.
Really? Is that all it takes? What's the catch?
No catch.
Zane! What are you-
Shh!
Are you an idiot?
Perhaps.
You're really going to sacrifice everything for this girl.
Yes.
She's not worth anything.
To you, maybe.
Whatever.
Gentleman's honor?
Stop!
Gentleman's honor. Treat her as one of us, will you?
Please!
Is this the last look I'll ever get of her? Will this be the last time I'll see her? Oh, I pity my selfishness. But I'd like to see her smile once more.
Now, Zane, I believe there's something you must endure.
I believe I must.
Wait, Zane!
Stop pushing!
Back up!
What are you two idiots doing?
She pushed us first.
That doesn't mean push her back.
Everything happened in slow motion. It's like my heart stopped on instant. I ran after her.
No!
I could feel my body alter, switching focus. Jared tried to hold me back, but I couldn't. No one could. I jumped out the window, following after her. Argus!
Got it.
He used the force of his power to push me down, trying to get to her level. Quickly, I made it to her. When she saw me, her face morphed into several expressions. Shock. Fear. Sadness.
Are you an idiot? You're going too fast to levitate.
I never planned on it.
What?
Zane! What are you doing? Why did you jump?
These are my final moments. Is this what it's like? To die? To feel the pain and anguish of my loved ones, knowing that I can't comfort them. I never noticed the time, even in the tower. We should be back at the castle right now. She should be back at the castle. She looks as beautiful as the day I met her. I've held many regrets in my life, but she isn't one of them. If I want anyone to remember who I am, I want it to be her. She's the only one who truly knew the real me. She's the only person who ever cared about me. She's the only woman who's ever truly loved me. May this be the first of many lifetimes I meet you in.
What happened? Julianne!
Sayoko!
Call in a carriage! Get a doctor ready at the castle!
Sayoko!
Jacob!
She's harmed too.
Anything broken?
I think she has a concussion.
Very well. Bring her along with him. Nothing. His body felt cold. As if he had been dead for a few hours. Goddess. He's dead. His Royal Highness. No. We don't know that for sure. I'm not a doctor. I can't pronounce him dead at the scene. The kingdom would be torn apart.
Catalina!
Ma'am!
Please. Anything. He doesn't have a heartbeat.
Oh, Goddess! Can you undo his clothes? I need access to his chest.
Of course.
Okay, move your hands.
Clear the area! Catalina, please hurry. Don't panic. I didn't mean to rush you. Breathe. He's going to be okay. You've saved us multiple times before with ease. You can do this.
Look! That isn't me. Well, some of it is. Where is the yellow coming from?
Is that the shard? Yuri's shard. Catalina, touch your eyes.
What?
Just trust me.
So that's how you use it.
Grab his arm.
The remnant, right!
Maybe this can save him.
We won't know unless we try. Captain, I need you to tap into yours.
Are you sure?
Trust me.
All right.
Grab my hands.
I hope this works. Dina!
I'm fine.
What happened?
I don't know.
What the?
He's alive?
He is?
Unless he's been hiding his mastery level of magic while running the kingdom, it's close to impossible to wield magic after death.
Maybe it's just repairing his body?
What's the point if he isn't alive?
You're right. We need to get him out of here.
Agreed.
I'll grab this carriage. Make sure he's kept safe. If you value your life, hurry and take the smoothest route.
If I were you, I'd open my eyes, Rillian. I'm mad. Rightfully so. How could something like this slip under my watchful eyes? I failed. Again. I'm supposed to protect him. How am I supposed to protect him when he keeps running off like this? How could she know about this and not tell me? I thought we were allies. Even Jacob, opting to ride in a carriage with her. He has zero self-control. I don't understand. What's so special about her? Look at me. Can you hear me?
Slightly.
Then I'll speak louder. What were you doing out with him?
He invited me on an outing.
At night? Don't you know how dangerous it is at night?
I do now.
What happened?
The rebellion caught us. Captured us both.
They would have guessed as much. What happened in that tower?
Jared. The rebellion.
Jared? The rebellion? Speak up!
Sayoko, go easy on her. She's trying her best.
Her best isn't going to hold up when the king returns after he hears about the death of his heir.
We still have time.
Time isn't on our side. We'll all be executed, Jacob. She better fess up before I take things into my own hands.
Wolfsbane was threatening to kill me. Zane, he sacrificed himself to save me.
How did you end up outside of the tower?
I was pushed. The window shattered. He came after me and somehow he saved me.
He jumped after her?
Why did he do that?
I killed him, didn't I?
Lucky for you, he's still alive. He's just unconscious.
I felt his heart. He's dead.
Then believe that.
Sayoko!
There's no need to be soft. I'm not going to let my personal feelings get in the way of running this country. The prince was playing a fool's game. So for however long he has to heal, or until our execution, I'm going to do the right thing.
Being this harsh isn't necessary.
Listen here, lover boy. I'm trying to save everyone. Get off my back.
I'm going to be executed, aren't I?
If he dies, the king will order your execution.
They're going to mark her for treason when she enters the capital, aren't they?
Not unless I can help it.
What are we going to do?
She needs to lay low, and I'll handle the rumor mill. You don't know what you've done.
He Who Forsakes the Crown is an audio drama written and produced by Chapter 15 Studios, featuring the vocal talents of Eric Smith, Julia Osborne, Chara Lynn, Ranger H. Fox, Cassius Hodges, Dante Majors, Amy Miller, Bella Cherish, and Michael Naiman. Thanks for tuning into this episode. Next episode will be released on November 4th. See you then. Hey there. I know like 90% of you are probably going to skip this part, but I didn't do an ad break for this episode because I didn't think it was fitting. Either way, I just always want to give my appreciation to the fans. If you're enjoying the show, please follow us on social media. Already you know Chapter 15 Studios on Instagram, Tumblr, TikTok, CH15 Studios on Twitter. If you want to help support us, you can leave a rating or just tell your friends. Anything you do is greatly appreciated. You guys will notice we did a promo swap with another audio drama, The Heart Pyre. They also do fantasy, so if you're interested in that, please go check them out. Anyways, I'll see you guys next month. Bye.